This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do female students maintain their memorization during the times where they are not praying? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is kind of a rookie question, and I say this with love. It's rookie meaning you're probably on the outside. You're like, well, I could do this, but I don't know what to do then. I don't know what I'll do when I'm not praying. It is, and I give you the answer that I learned directly from my teacher and all of, and as they have taught us as we've grown. During the intention for memorization, so to all the gals out there who are taking this answer, once you have made a mental commitment, so I'll quote my teacher on this, you do not try tahfidh al-Qur'an, you do it. So once you've made the commitment, I am now in the state of memorizing the Qur'an, could take a year, could take three, could take five, could take seven, good for you. I am now more concerned with the routines and the rituals that you're putting in place. So during the time where I am not praying, I am not memorizing new lesson, and that could be up to your teacher. You could be memorizing new lesson, but I am spending that time, and because I'm in the state of memorization, as my teacher has given his opinion, and other scholars of the past have done their same, you will, even in the time when you're not praying, even in the times where you're not making the prayer, you will continue your memorization without direct contact of the mushaf. You'll be going over the muraja'ah, and in the cases where your teacher says you can continue, you continue memorizing. I'll throw the smallest example at you. I remember a student, a colleague of mine, we were all studying in the respective guys and girls school, and she was about like three juz away. And she really wanted to finish, and she felt very, she just kept telling us what a great blessing that we have this allowance, and this is something that's there for us. So gals, don't feel handicapped by the, and to me, it's just the excuse. If you gave it to a guy, he would come up with some other excuse. This is why I can't memorize Quran. So to everyone out there, once you've made the intention, the right way to go is move forward. Keep going through, keep your memorization. In those days, if you want to stop new lesson, because Allah hasn't put pressure on you to pray, then go ahead, stop the new lesson and work on the previous lesson. If you could take that time out right now from feminism, chauvinism, and we could just be human for a second, don't you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the receiver off for a few days a month? He's giving you a break. He's giving you an opportunity to take the receiver off the non-stop movement. If your Lord has built this into the system, then I feel comfortable. And I also tell my students, you don't have to move forward for 10 days, 7 days for new lesson. That's up to you. Now that we've taken these training wheels off, how many of us are set to make the intention, I'm in the state of memorization?